Hey everyone, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave here yet again, and I got the chance to be a guest. I rarely get the chance to be a guest, and whenever I get the opportunity, I want to share with you here too as well, so you can hear me answering questions for once, instead of being the one posing the questions or whatever. I get to be the guest on the show, and it makes me happy. My good friend April, who has been on this podcast many times, she's in Las Vegas. She is amazing. I really love talking to April, and she hosts a podcast called The Travel Collective. We're going to travel into the world of podcasting on this episode, and I wanted to bring it over here for you as well. I have one request, that in the show notes, there's a link to April's podcast on YouTube, and I'm asking you one little favor. If you could go over to April's channel on YouTube and check out the video version of our conversation, you'll get to see me and all my awkwardness on camera, which is quite entertaining. And I would love for you to give her a like, a follow, a subscribe. She's an amazing person, putting out great content in the world. And for her to make time for me, I feel like I owe her this one request. Please go support April and her podcast. For all of us here at the How To Podcast family, right? We're not just pod pals. We're family here, everyone. I'd love to support another podcaster who gives and gives and gives. And if you have a chance, please go to her YouTube channel, link in the show notes, and leave her a review, a comment, a like, a heart, whatever you want to do. Whatever it is today, they change it all the time. Head over to YouTube and check out her channel. She's got great interviews. She's a wonderful person. I go on and on, but here's my interview with April on the Travel Collective podcast. Thanks for listening. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me. I'm excited to chat with Dave today from the great north of Canada. So welcome, Dave.
Hey, it's glad to be here, April. I'm so happy to connect again. You seem like you're doing great things in the world, and I'm happy to be part of your universe. This is great stuff.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And Dave has a bunch of podcasts. I met Dave by getting on one of his podcasts, co-hosting. I'm always trying to send him great guests and great people I meet. So what got you? Let's just start at the beginning. What got you into podcasting?
I was working a night job, which I still am. I'm working my way off of that, thankfully. But working a night job, having free Wi-Fi, listening, and I was working by myself, listening to music. Because I'm a musician, I love music, and we have that in common. And I'm listening to music, and then I'm like, you know what, I'm going to press play on a podcast. And I first, April, I thought, you know, this is going to be annoying to have somebody talking to me while I'm trying to do something.
Yeah.
But I fell in love. I was a slippery slope into probably the most creative space with some of the nicest people in the world. Here I am talking to you, great example. Greatest people in the world where you get to do this. Kind of conversation, yeah. Build community, all with a microphone and some headphones. It's amazing.
Yeah. So what was your first podcast that you created?
My first one was around my small business that I have with my wife, Jennifer. Our business is called Upcycle Canada, and we repurpose things that people don't want. So we're saving it from the landfill, giving it a new life, a new purpose, and giving it back to people with some memories attached. So I had that as my first podcast because the reason I work nights is we had opened a store, and 4 weeks after we opened the store, we were closed due to the pandemic. Like, good timing, right? To open a brand new store.
Yeah, no.
Open a store, close a store. We were closed for 6 months straight, and I had the lease of the store to pay, all the utilities, everything to pay for, and I wasn't allowed to be open. So I went to work. I worked all night, thinking that I could open the store during the day, off and on. That was kind of the story through all that. And I've been working all the way through the pandemic up to today. So, you know, that's kind of the reason why I ended up on nights.
Yeah, got it. And now how many podcasts do you have?
I have eight.
Eight.
Eight different shows, eight different websites, eight different social media accounts.
Oh my
God. Eight everything. Everything times eight. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's basically a full-time job right there. I mean,
there was a TV show back in the day, Eight is Enough.
Yeah.
That's what I'm living with right now. Eight is Enough.
Right. Yeah. So run us through the 8 different podcasts.
Oh, now you're testing my memory.
Oh, no.
This is fun. Okay. I can do this. I can do this. Yeah. So I have the Upcycle Canada podcast, which we talked about.
Yeah.
That was my original one. That was podcast number one. I then have Living My Side Hustle, which is a podcast around anything to do, people with anything on the side.
Nice. Okay.
Then I have the Add to My Playlist podcast, which your wonderful Jeff was on.
Yes.
To talk about. I love that episode. And it's a music podcast. So I get to bring great musicians on, talk about music, our love for music, and share music together. That's the Add to My Playlist podcast. I need a break. I have the Living the Next Chapter podcast, which is an author show. 2 years in, I have 330 episodes in 2 years.
Just 330 for just for that show.
Just that show. 3 episodes a week going out. And that show is already, we're taping this in February. That podcast, I already have all my episodes loaded all the way to the end of April right now. So I could take a break and you wouldn't even know
right.
I was on break. So that one is amazing. I've talked to movie stars, musicians, judges, military men and women, just on and on and on. I love it. The How to Podcast series is where I teach how to podcast, and I bring fellow podcasters like amazing people like you on as guest co-hosts to share your journey as a podcaster, to encourage people to jump into podcasting. And I think anybody can do this. And if you're like, yeah, right. No, you can. Anyone can do this. And you don't have to be some revenge of the nerd type person to learn the tech. You don't have to do that. No. You can do this. I know you can. So that's how the podcast. I have Dad Space.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like I'm boring everyone. I have Dad Space, which is a podcast for dads by dads. And when we talk about creating a podcast for a certain niche, or Canada, we say niche. We focus in on that audience. You really want to serve that audience. This is a podcast for dads.
Yeah.
And 65% of my audience are female.
Really? What?
For a dad podcast.
For a dad podcast.
Right. And I'm so thrilled and happy that the female audience that are coming to the show and finding value in that podcast.
Yeah.
In that conversation. So I'm just keep going ahead. We're going to keep talking to dads and keep serving dads. I have a children's podcast because, hey, why not, right?
Right.
And it's called the Daily Santa Podcast. And that is 25 episodes in a row that start on December 1st and daily all the way through leading up to Christmas, kind of like an advent calendar countdown to Christmas. And the idea is we want kids to be good humans, whether or not you believe in Santa, which I do because I have a Daily Santa Podcast.
Yes.
Whether or not you believe in Santa, the idea is we can all be better humans. So help around the home, be kind, tell the truth, be nice to your siblings, put your toys away, eat your dinner, all these kind of things to help kids be better kids leading up to Santa, because Santa's watching, be on the good list, all that. And that is an interesting podcast because it's me and 7 AI voices. And the 8 of us created the podcast together. So I have multiple people talking, different tracks, music, sound effects, news things that jump in, weather reports, traffic reports for reindeer. All this stuff is happening. And there's this little elf, and his name is Selfie. And he is Santa's social media elf. And all he does is create havoc.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? He just like messes things up. But he's Selfie, right? It's right in the name.
Right.
He's the elf for Santa. And so he is all about social media. So he has an elf phone instead of an iPhone. He's on Elf Talk instead of TikTok, Elf Book instead of Facebook, right? And he's there to kind of create mayhem during the recording process. So, and then the last one is the podcast editing and support show. And you're like, this is my newest one.
This is a new one.
My newest one, because hey, why not? Let's add one more. And the idea behind this is, I want people to find a podcast editor. If you're a podcast host and you're like, I have sweet clue on how to do all this stuff, I just want to record and give it to somebody, but I don't know where to find these people. How do I find them? What is good? What's not good?
Right.
What's cheap? What's expensive? Right. So I help podcast hosts connect with people like me who do editing Or I also want to help people who do their own editing for their show and say, you know what? Did you know you can make money editing for other people? You already have the skill set. You do this for your own show. Why don't you turn it into income and turn it into a way to make some money? Because you already know how to do it. So that's the podcast editing and support show. That's it. That's them.
Wow. That's just a lot. I mean, just trying to keep them all straight and find guests and.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. Again, I would not advise anyone to do this at all. Mileage will vary. Please do not try this at home. All the warnings that you'll hear on television. Yeah, that's kind of the idea. I found out that I am now I have a term that somebody called me and I was like, how dare you call me this? But then I did the research and I am what is called a multi-potentialite. Have you ever heard that before?
No, that's a new word. What is
multi-potentialite? Some of the characteristics of a multi-potentialite. It's fun to say, try it at home, is that you, for example, I've never had a linear job path in my life where you go to school to become an accountant, you graduate, you become an accountant, and you retire from being an accountant. It's very linear. I have had the most various jobs that have no connection, no correlation between the two. I've bounced around to a lot. People are like, that sounds like you have no attention span. No, my creativity and how I think and see the world is a little different than some other people.
Right.
So when I say I have 8 shows, people think I have 8 episodes. And I'm like, no, no, no. I have 8 different shows. And they're like, that's impossible. So that's who I am, though. I'm a multi-potentialite. So if you're listening to me going, maybe I'm a multi-potentialite.
Yeah.
I actually did an episode about it on my How to Podcast series where
I think it is. I think for a lot of people, that's true. We have multiple interests and we want to be multiple things. And why not a podcast? Start with one. And then, you know, once you get comfortable with that, maybe dip your toe into a second one.
Yeah. And now I have, from meeting great people like you and other people on my show, I have people coming back to me saying, Dave, you're doing a lot of podcasting. Can I have a podcast? Can you help me? And from there, it's just growing from there. So now I'm actually, to my podcast editing and support show, I'm actually doing podcast editing for people now, helping them with their website, helping them get their podcasts on all the players, doing the behind the scenes work. Because I've done it for myself 8 times.
Yeah.
I can help you with your show. So that's kind of what I'm doing now, is turn into a little small business on top of everything else. So that's kind of where I'm heading now.
That's great. Talk about guests, because I think both of us see, and a lot of people don't understand what a podcast is. So maybe we should go back and explain a little.
What's a podcast?
There's no harm in, if you've never heard of a podcast, because there's a lot of amazing individuals that they're like, what's a podcast? What's a, you know, technology has changed everything so much so quick that there's no shame in saying you don't know what a podcast is.
Yeah. It's kind of like that old commercial from a long time ago where people were talking, it was like Sunlight dish soap or something. And they're like, you know, and they're like, well, you're dipping your hand in it right now. Like you're always like, you're doing it, right? Yeah. You're soaking in it right now. It's like, well, that's kind of it. Like if you're listening to this, you're listening to a podcast. Right. So congratulations, you know what a podcast is, you press play. But there's a lot of people, even in my circle, in my family, they have sweet clue what a podcast is. And when I find out I have 8 of them, they're like, well, I don't even know what that is. So the biggest thing I would say to people, it's kind of like online radio. It's like online content that's free. It has no borders. It has no time limits. Or radio, it's kind of like you get in your car, turn the car on, and the radio comes on. It could be right in the middle of a song, your favorite song, but you can't go back. Sometimes you can't listen to the beginning, or somebody's midway through a sentence and you're like, what are they talking about? Or a podcast, you come to it, you press play and you start at the beginning. That's kind of the difference between radio. And I just love the fact that there's no borders.
Yeah,
I had a guy recently, April, who reached out to me. He found me he did a Google search for how to podcast. My show was called How to Podcast. He did a Google search for me. He lives in Warsaw, Poland.
Wow.
And when he found my show, he listened to the recent episode and then went back to the beginning and listened to 100, the first 100 episodes. I've got 260 in that show.
Right.
First 100. And then he reached out to me through a calendar link on my website. And he said, Dave, I just want to meet you and talk to you. I'm like, great. So here he is, Kupa from Warsaw, Poland. And he says, Dave, I love your show. I love what you're giving for value. It's so, so great. I want to give you something. And I'm like, you mean like a suggestion? Like, what do
you mean, right.
A comment, feedback? What do you mean? He's like, what kind of camera are you using? And I'm like, oh, at the time I had a cheap camera from Amazon, $20, you know, USB. He's like, I'm buying you a better camera.
What?
I just met this person.
Exactly. Right? Like, what?
I've never talked to them before. And they're like, I'm buying you a camera. So he, on my website, I have a thing called Buy Me a Coffee.
Right.
People can donate to the show. So he's like, I'll give you the amount of money to buy a camera. And this is the camera I'd suggest. It's a $150 camera.
Wow.
And he gave me the money through my donation site to buy the camera.
Wow.
And I'm like, the connection between an audience and a podcaster, it's amazing. So if you're listening to a podcast, I want you to understand there's a person on the other end that's creating content. They're putting their best out in the world. They're doing their best. They're learning, they're growing. But to hear from you as a listener, to listen to April's show and then to send her a message or give her feedback or love on social media, for you to do that for April, I got to tell you, it just fills our tanks to have that kind of feedback.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's amazing what a podcast can do. So,
right. And I think for people, I think you and I both can agree, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got, and it doesn't have to be like, oh, I have a published book. Though now there's thousands of people that have published books. You know, just being human on this planet, you have stories, how you got day by day made it. So there is a podcast to either listen to and be inspired or contribute. And I think that's the greatest gift too, that if someone reaches out to you to be on a podcast, to be open to accepting that invitation.
Yeah. So the one thing I would say for a host of a podcast and a guest for a podcast is to keep this in mind. I could bring on my best friend from public primary school and have a conversation with him that would be so inside knowledge and inside jokes. And remember the time with the red hat? Oh, yeah. And the time with the bike? Oh, the time with the bike. And you're listening as a listener going, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Right.
Right. Because there's no value for me as a listener. It's just the two of you having a conversation. So my suggestion to a host and to a guest is to come show up, but bring value to the person that's listening to this right now, wherever they are, they're listening to this conversation. How do we bring them into the conversation? So it's not just April and Dave talking about what we had for lunch today,
right?
But what can we do to give value to the person that pressed play, to keep them here and recognize them in our content? I think that's the biggest thing that we can do as podcasters and guests, is to remember, as much as we want to talk about the things that we're interested in, there's someone here that doesn't know what we're talking about.
Right.
How do we bring them in? So if you're listening to April's show right now, hi, welcome to April's show. Welcome to the conversation. And we just want you to know that we really value you as a listener and that you took time. You could be doing a billion other things today right now, but you press play on this for some reason. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Right. And you probably have something to share. So finding a podcast that may align to you, there's lots of places to submit yourself. You know, if you're listening to a podcast, if you're a teacher, if you're, I mean, whatever your niche is, you have something to share with others, I think, to inspire. I met a woman today who, her name is Lauren. I'm going to share that with you later, Dave. And she was, through a personal experience, realized that she read the whole Medicare, which in the United States, that's for a lot of people, that's their health insurance. She read the whole manual and realized by understanding that there are people that are not getting all the benefits that they might through Medicare, for example. And so now she's helping others navigate that and point out where they can make changes, where they can advocate for themselves so that they can keep more of the money they need for basic living expenses, for instance, and still have this Medicare insurance. So it was just an amazing, you know, conversation, but I'm like, I need to get you out to more people because, you know, again, you may not stumble across her or her mission or what she's doing.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing. Whatever you're interested in, there's going to probably be a podcast about it. You could be interested in hamsters, pineapples, race cars, the moon, or I don't know, duct tape. There's going to be something for you for in a podcast that you can find. And what you'll love, what I love about podcasting is I find a podcast and then I connect with the host. And once I connect with the host as a listener, you can talk about anything. I just came because I love April and I just love everything April does. And I want to listen to what April's interested in because I find April interesting. So that's the cool thing. We come for the content, but we stay for the host.
Right.
And we build a relationship with them. And I feel like when I listen to 100 episodes of April's show, that I could have a conversation with April. And I know April because I know her laugh. I know her funny jokes. I know her catchwords that she uses. I know when she does that little pause in her voice that she's thinking about the next thing. I feel like I know you because I've been listening to you. And it's such an intimate experience to have you in my ears and to have time one-on-one with you on a regular basis, that bond becomes really strong between a podcaster and a listener.
Right. Yeah. So what are some tips for first timers thinking about podcasting?
Make sure you know why you're doing it. I've had people who have reached out to me and have bought thousands of dollars of equipment, spent a lot of money, bought a lot of books, and then said, okay, Dave, I have everything to start. What should I talk about?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So that's kind of a radio thing where they come up with a concept, an idea for a show. They have writers, they have all this stuff, and then they find a host. They're like, well, who would be a good host for the show that we created? It's kind of the opposite of podcasting.
Yeah.
It's all about the host and then building a show around the host. So there's one of the most popular things I hear people talk about is when you create a podcast, you create it for a audience. So you have like they call it an avatar, a fake person that you imagine would be the ideal listener for your show. That's one thing to way of building your podcast. I kind of go a different way. I say, build a podcast that you would listen to.
Yeah.
What are you interested in? What is that one thing when you start talking about 70s music and Scooby-Doo and all the cool things that happened in the 70s. If that's you, then do that.
Yeah.
When you talk about it and your friends and family, their eyes roll back in their head, like, oh, there goes April again. Travel, 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 April, April, April. But that's what you love.
Right.
There's no shortage of content because that's all you think about. That's
right.
All you dream about. And when people have to, when they create a show and then try to find a topic, sometimes they run out of ideas because they're not into the topic. They're just talking.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So I go the other way. I said, make the show that you would fall in love with. And the bonus is when people find your show, because you love your topic so much and you nerd out about that topic so much, people who listen to your show most likely will like you as a person.
Right.
Because they identify with what you talk about and then like people, hang around like people. So if you have a show about 70s music, people that find your show most likely will like 70s music.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You've got your community right there, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, I totally agree with that, Dave. I think whatever you're passionate about, and like you said, there's a podcast for anything and everything. If you collect cups or bottle, whatever it is, you know, make it about that. If you're fascinated and curious about that, you're going to have that energy and enthusiasm for it. And that's going to come through, which I think for listeners is, you know, that's what they want. They want to hear more about that because you already connect on that same topic.
Yeah. So if I have if I push play on a podcast and it's the Paper Cup podcast. Hi, this is Dave on the Paper Cup podcast. That's hard to say. I should have picked it up. Welcome to the show. I don't know what I'm going to talk about this week, but it's Monday and I have to release an episode. So let's see what I can come up with. In Paper Cup news, well, there's no news. Like that's boring, right?
Yeah, you're just
like,
right.
You don't even know what you don't even want to be there. Right. And your listener goes, I don't think I want to be here.
Yeah.
Right. Compared to, oh my gosh, I just came back from the best trip ever. I went to blah, blah, blah. And I saw this, and your audience is like, whoa, April. Whoa, this is great. So that'll draw people in.
Right. What are your tips for being a guest on someone else's podcast?
Goes back to what we talked about before. Bring value. Don't just bring a link to your book or your whatever, your coaching program. But again, who's in the room with you when you're on the podcast? There's you as the guest. There's your host. But who else is here?
Right.
And why don't we talk to them? They're like right here.
Right.
One of the podcasts I've been listening to recently, Mel Robbins, it's called her podcast. And what she does is she takes a sidebar to the listener while she's talking to the guest. And she's like, okay, April's on the show. And I want you to just to highlight something April just said. You're listening right now. And I would tell you to do A, B, and C because of what April just said. That's a great point, April. So as you're listening to this podcast, I want you to do this, this, and this. And now back to April. And I'm like, that is classic.
That is
so great because now I felt like I wasn't up in the stands like at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Which you guys just had. I'm not up in the stands, some faceless, nameless person listening to April's podcast. April just talked to me. You just brought me into the conversation. I'm on the field. I'm not up in the stands like Taylor Swift drinking drinks. I'm on the field with all the players because April invited me onto the field.
Yeah.
What a great thing in that moment that I'm allowed to come and be a part of the conversation. And April acknowledged me, even though April's talking to her guest. She took a moment to go, hey, you're listening to this show. Thank you for being here. And let's talk a little deeper about what just happened.
That's huge. Cause that is hard to remember that even though you and I are having this conversation, others are here listening. They may have questions. Like reach out to Dave. We've got his truemediasolutions.ca right there at the bottom. If you're considering a podcast, he started a meetup group. And you can be comfortable. I always encourage people, especially for me, it's photography. Like you have a camera in your hand, usually with a cell phone. Let's just get out and use it. Doesn't matter if you've been using it one day or 100 days, you're still what you see, what you have to share with the world is important.
Yeah.
Same with what you may have to share in creating a podcast. Don't worry that there may be 5-10 other podcasts that deal with music. Your music podcast is your music podcast and it's going to be totally different.
Yeah. There's no one else that can do your show, April. No one else.
Right.
Because you're the only you.
Right.
So that's one thing I have people reach out to me. They're like, Dave, there's so many podcasts about fill in the blank.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be a good podcaster then. And I'm like, The unique thing about your podcast might not be the topic or the title of your show. The unique thing is you.
Right.
And the fact that no one can duplicate you. AI can't duplicate you. Another person can't duplicate you. There's no one else that can do your show because no one knows what you know. No one's read the books, lived the life you've lived, met the people that you've met. Nobody can duplicate you. So in that alone, no one else can do your show. Therefore, we need your show.
Yeah, I love it. And if you're a guest, going back a little bit, since I kind of skipped over being a guest, be mindful of who your host is. Do a little of your background. You know, actually listen to their episode. Kind of don't just come in like sell. We don't, you know, have a conversation. Be interested in being there for Dave's audience or my audience or think about even if it's relevant, because sometimes, you know, I think there's a lot of guests that get get on this kick of like, yes, it's really easy to be on podcasts and expand who gets to know who they are. But if you're just going to come on and keep selling me this lotion or this book or widget, you know, it's not good for either of us.
There's the whole side, April, about what is the minimum that I need to do as a guest and how can I go beyond the minimum? So going beyond the minimum, if we go today, we go to the store, the mall, the plaza, whatever, the minimum is just walk through the door and don't hold it for the person behind you.
Yeah,
that's the minimum, right? But if we want to go a step further, you can stand and wait, hold the door open for someone. That's different. So you can go on a podcast as a guest and do the minimum, get on, answer the questions, promote your product, and get off. You're done. Or you can go a little bit more, hold the door for people. And as a guest, when you go on the show, the minimum would be just show up and do you the interview. A little bit of a next step would it be listen to the show. Do you have to do that before you go on? No, I don't have to hold the door open for you either.
Right.
But if I listen to the show, then I hear the host, how they address their audience. And one thing I love about, again, let's go back to Taylor Swift because of the Super Bowl and all that. Taylor Swift is amazing at how she interacts with her audience and builds community. Yeah. The Swifties, right?
Yeah.
So if I listen to your show, April, and you have a name for your audience, whatever that is. So if it was a Taylor Swift podcast, which I don't know why there isn't, Swift podcast, she talks to her audience and calls them Swifties, right? That's their identity. And if I'm a Swiftie, you know that I'm on Team Taylor. So if I listen to your show and I hear you talk to your audience as Swifties, and I come on as a guest on your show to talk about Taylor Swift, the moment I come on, I'm like, hey, April, glad to be here. Hey, to all the Swifties listening, I am so awesome. It's so great to be on your podcast and to be here with all the Swifties.
Right.
Went above and beyond. Exactly. And you just identified the audience that the host is building. Reinforce that. And you now just join the team just by doing that. Again, do I have to do it? No. Should I? Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I'm getting down to a few more questions because I know a lot of listeners, they did get a lot of podcasts thrown at them. So is there one podcast, Dave, that you are looking for guests?
Oh, well, Daily Santa, again, it's all AI voices and that one's good to go. I'm happy with that one. Dad Space, I always need people. How to podcast series, even if you're thinking about starting a podcast, you don't even have one yet. I have people come on to talk that. They just want to ask all of the questions. They cool. have no idea.
Oh
my so
God.
Come on, bring yeah. all your questions because there's someone listening. Again, there's someone here with us who has the exact same questions that you have. So let's answer them and help them at the same time. So that's How to Podcast, Living the Next Chapter. I have authors upon authors. I had one publisher that came on. She's like, I have 1,000 authors I want to send to you. That's one person with 1,000 contacts.
1,000.
And I'm like, and they always get new authors all the time. And I'm like, She's like, can I send you people? And I'm like, sure. Why not? Right. So I love it though. I get people all the time reaching out to me wanting to come on the show. So yeah, I would say all of my shows, I'm always looking for guests because again, they're all self-contained podcasts. And the beautiful thing is if I have an author comes on and then they start talking about being a dad, they're a musician and they want to start a podcast, I can bring you on to all of those different shows separately and promote you in multiple spaces. So I have my own network that I created all by accident. I really wasn't planning to do any of this, April, to have this many shows. But now I have a network that I can then bring someone in and then expose them to different audiences and just by connecting with me once. So it's amazing. It's so great. I love it.
Oh, that is amazing. I don't even know who to ask who. I mean, you've had so many guests. Like, if you had one stand out that was really memorable.
I've had, okay, so here's another, I don't want to bring the room down at all, April, but there has been on my Upcycle Canada podcast, and on my Living the Next Chapter podcast. Early in those podcasts, I had two gentlemen on, different for the different shows. Both of them came on Upcycle Canada. It was Stan Rutherford came on, and what he does, that's my Upcycle Canada repurposing. He would take pianos, remake them into furniture, and give them back to the to people. So he told a story where one of his relatives, a young couple, the husband would play piano. There you go. So keyboards, right? Here you go. Yeah. I'm connecting with you right there. He played piano and stuff, wrote songs for his wife on that piano. Tragically, he lost his wife. And she had to move from where she was living, and she couldn't take the piano that he wrote all these songs for her on, because she was downsizing.
Right.
And she didn't want to just throw it away. It's a beautiful piano.
Right.
But she couldn't take it with her. So he went in, took the piano, deconstructed it, and made shelves out of it, out of the wood from the piano, so that she could put her husband's urn kept it with her and put it on the piano shelf that belonged to his piano. Like, I get goosebumps talking.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just gives you goosebumps. So someone that's capable of
doing that's what he does, right? And now Stan, he was battling with some health issues recently. We lost Stan recently. So I have a gift I can give back to his family, to his children, his wife, and his community, of him being on camera with me, first time ever on a podcast, surrounded by all of the piano things he's made.
Oh, wow.
And he came on my show, and now he's no longer here. We've lost him. So I had the opportunity of having a moment with a person and being able to share his story with my audience, and he's gone. On Living the Next Chapter, I had a pastor, a minister. And when we talk about church and all that, people start going, wait a minute. But his whole thing was, he created a charity where he would raise money, and all of the sales of his books went towards this charity. And what he would do is he would find single moms who are struggling. So whether their car broke down and they couldn't afford to get it fixed, they couldn't get groceries, they can't afford their rent this month, he would take the money that he generated through his charity as a minister and go to that family and give them the money they need to pay for the car repair, to buy the groceries, pay for the rent, free of charge, no commitment, no strings attached. Here you go.
Wow.
And he came on my show, and he also now has passed away. So I've had this snippet of time with a person. And as a podcaster, I didn't anticipate that I would have this footage, this chance to be with people. And one other person I had on, she lived in Hawaii. And when Lahaina had that massive fire, I have the last video footage of inside of her home, which is no longer there. Because just after, like a month after we recorded, the fire happened. Oh, so I have the pictures on the wall, the couch, the cat that goes scurrying by during the video. I have that. I could give it back to her and say, here's the video of your house.
Right.
Thank you for being on my show. So it goes beyond just doing this kind of chat.
Yeah.
Is you make connection with people in a real and meaningful way, and you never know where it's going to lead or what you can do with it after the fact. And that's probably the best thing about having a podcast, being a podcaster or being a guest, is connecting with amazing people and to see where life takes you. You and I have connected, and my life is better for it, to have you be one of my community, one of my connections. And that's the beautiful thing about a podcast. So if you're on the edge and you're like, I'm not sure if I can do this. Yes, you can. Should I do it? Yes, you can. You should. And do I have the ability? Yeah, you do. If you can talk on the phone, you can be a podcaster. So go out and do it and challenge yourself, because the rewards will outnumber the effort. I tell you for sure.
I think that's our ending. I think that's amazing. Because it is, whether you get asked to be a guest, please do it. Because even if you've never thought about it, if you're comfortable talking and telling stories, there's people that want to hear them. And that could be that lasting legacy for your fans, your friends, your family, and others that you may inspire. And as you said, as a podcaster, you have those that ability to create those stories and be a part of it. Who knows where it would go?
Right.
I think it's just amazing. So
yeah.
How do we reach out to you, Dave, if we're wanting to be a guest or we want help starting our podcast?
Yeah. So before I answer that question, I'm inviting everyone listening, wherever you're listening to this, there's probably some way of giving like a 5-star review or a rating or something that you can do on the app that you're listening to right now, whatever platform you're on. Please do that for April's show. She's an amazing person and she deserves all the love and respect for everything she does in the world. So please do that. Send her an email, send her a message, donate to the show, do something just to let April know you're listening because, again, she's a great person. So please do that. For me, as truemediasolutions.ca, I'm in Canada. So truemediasolutions.ca, and you'll find a link to all my podcasts there. You'll hear April on my show, which you need to listen to because she's awesome. And that's kind of the beginning point of meeting with me. And again, keep listening to April's show. Keep supporting April. She's just awesome. Thanks, April.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Excited. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Check the show notes. And thank you for being listeners. And hope we get to record or encourage you to start something new. So take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.